This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, it is Vince the Evil DM, back to another episode of the Evil DM podcast here on Anchor.fm. Just wanted to say thank you for the kind words all everybody said when I brought the podcast back last week and decided to continue along. Podcasting is something I've always enjoyed doing over the years. And while this thing is just my own solo podcast and probably not going to do it that often, I will do it once in a while, I do enjoy podcasting and I just like talking about random gaming things. And for example, today I was perusing through my notes and one of my notebooks kind of fell off the shelf. And it was one of my Batman the role-playing games notebooks. And I was just like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I have the Gotham database on Blogspot, which you can go check out if you want, if you're a fan of the games. GothamDatabase.blogspot.com. And I run it there, and I just put all my homebrew stuff up from that game. And basically, Batman the role-playing game, if you're not familiar with it, is like an earlier edition of the DC Heroes role-playing game. It came out in 1989 to, capture the audience or the hype of Batman, the movie, when it came out with Michael Keaton. And it was like $10, $9.99. It was probably one of the cheapest role-playing games I ever bought as a kid in 1989. And it was a transition book as well, because it was some of the new things that they were trying out when they had first edition, and they were going to move into second edition, that nice box set that they had. They had Batman the role-playing game come out. So I always call it 1.5 edition. For DC Heroes. It has some of the things from 1E, and it has a lot of the things from 2E that they implemented when they let the box set out. I really, really, really enjoy the Batman role-playing game because it is kind of limited to the fact that it's just Batman and Gotham. While it does have some powers in it, it only is limited to like the realm of Batman. There's a lot of stuff missing from it, which allows a GM or, you know, like me, who likes to create things, just go nuts. So if I don't have a power, I can make it up and design it based on the format there. Sure, I can look at 2E or 3E for inspiration, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to look and design it up myself. And that's what this blog basically is. I was putting people in there that I've used over the years in my campaign and powers that I designed up for my campaign, just so people, you know, can have fun and see what you can do for it. Now, a lot of people really don't care for the game because it is chopped down. But for someone like me who likes creating and likes the freedom, who likes older editions of games where they allow you just to kind of do whatever you want, this is a perfect edition. It's an easy edition to actually just make up whatever you want. And one of the first things I remember doing as probably in the 90s was when I really started heavily getting into the DC Heroes more than Batman and second edition, was I started writing up Batman and the Outsiders based on the comic book, because I really loved that comic book when I was a kid. Batman left the Justice League. He was just like, dude, I'm out. And he took basically people with him and formed his own like Justice League style group. And I really liked that. So I started making my own statting up for all those characters. Well, some of it may not be correct compared to what today's write-ups would be, but hey, you know what? This game has a really good special... This game has a special place in my heart because it's always been there with me. It's one of the books that no matter where I traveled, where I went, this RPG book was always in my collection. There was just certain books that always were in my collection. My AD&D books, a lot of my Palladium books, and Batman. Batman, the role-playing game, was always been there. I mean, I left stuff over my parents' house, but whenever I moved and did things and went around, Batman was always with me. There was one game I always read, flipped around, read, bought more versions of the book, played as the years went on in like office settings when I was introducing people to games. So that's why I really do like the Batman role-playing game. Now, you could play as a hero in the game, obviously, and that's what it's set for, because it's the Batman universe, and you want to design up a hero to play in Gotham, or maybe another one of the cities. You can also play as a villain. I don't see why not. I mean, I ran a campaign for Marvel Phase Rip for over a year and a half when the group was just entirely villains, so it's very much possible to do that. It's just a matter of revamping your thinking when you're playing the game. What's also really good about Batman the role-playing game is that you don't really have to play in the Batman universe. You could play in whatever city you want. Say you want to take a Chicago, for example, play in Chicago. Or maybe you want to do Manhattan. Do Manhattan. Or maybe you want to do like Orlando, Florida. It doesn't really matter. You could just take the powers and some of the skills and everything and just run with it wherever you want. Batman doesn't even have to be involved. It could be like, you know, Peter Pan, the adventures. It doesn't really matter. It's just the system you're using. The game is just a system. You don't need a setting. You can just make up your own, which is great about the game. So you can do, you know, your heist investigations and battle. You can even make up your own iconic villains to battle the heroes in the game, and it doesn't really matter. It's just a lot of fun, the game. I think the game itself has a lasting impact as far as people remember the game, but I don't think they remember how to play the game, because DC Heroes is one of those systems that takes a little bit to learn, but once you get into the swing of playing and rolling the dice and using the charts, it's not that difficult, and you start to memorize how it works. At first, it's a little bit of a headache because you have to, you know what everybody's attributes are and look it on the chart and tell them what they need to roll, or you could just plan out and tell them. A lot of GMs, including myself, do have a hard time letting players know exactly what the stats they have of villains, because, you know, those are supposed to be a surprise and mystery so that they don't be like, oh, he's got a 4 and I got a 7. I'm going to kick his ass. I know it. No, it doesn't work that way. I'll just tell people what they need to roll, and then boom, we move from there, and it makes the game a lot smoother. But some people have a problem with that whole chart system and rolling on that and with the doubles and what everything means. I mean, the game is pretty simple. Once you get used to doing it, it's done. And second edition, if you pick that up, and sometimes you can get that box set really cheap. I've seen some people pick up the box set for $20 on eBay, $20 at like used bookstores, sometimes even less. It has that little wheel in it that you can just predetermine the number without even thinking. Just kind of just line it up and be like, this is what you need to roll. This is what the effects are. Boom, done. So it just, I don't know. I really enjoy the system a lot. And there are a lot of website resources for people to go to get, you know, various character ideas and write-ups. Again, my website is one of them. The Gotham database was definitely one of them to use. There is a really good one, and I'll get the link right now while I'm sitting here. And it was done by one of the guys in the community. I think Mark, was it? Yeah, it might have been Mark. I'm not sure. I apologize to Mark if it's not him or it is him and I'm just creating it wrong. It is called, oh, there it is, the DC Heroes Mega Database, which I like a lot. You just go to DCHeroesRPG.com. There it is, DCHeroesRPG.com. And you got a giant database of DC heroes that he wrote up. Some of them he invented because there were no write-ups for, or some of them he just took directly from the book and modified out of third edition. He sticks with DC Heroes as far as third edition goes. He's a purist like myself, who only sticks with Mayfair stuff. I don't particularly care for Blood of Heroes. I understand that Pulsar was trying to do another edition of the game to keep it alive, but I don't like the way it came out. And some of the powers, they changed some of the things around, so I had to relearn things. I was just like, no. Well, I have no problem with anybody using that edition and liking that edition. That's one thing I want to say. It's not an edition war, obviously. It's just what you prefer. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And mine is, I don't like Blood of Heroes. I just don't want to play Blood of Heroes. I want to play 3rd edition, 2nd edition, or Batman. And if it comes down to it, I'm going to play Batman, because that's the easiest game to get. I can go on eBay and find it for under $20, generally. And for a while, they were giving so many of the books away for cheap prices on Amazon. Probably not anymore, but when I was working, like 2012, when I first started working this job for IT, and everybody in the office wanted to play, they were selling 3 of them for $9.99. That's how badly that they were trying to get rid of them. They printed so many copies of the book. I think it was like over 1 million copies, and it didn't really sell well because not a lot of people knew about it, for one. Also, it was no one knew what it really was, because it was kind of a chopped down version of the game, so it just sat on the shelves. Well, with that said, go ahead and out there and check these out. You can also go to writeups.org if you want to get write-ups for Blood of Heroes type style characters. They don't really do the Mayfair edition. They mostly stick with the newer edition because that's what they decided. But with that said, I'm going to head out for today. Hopefully this has been a nice rambling podcast for you, talking about something I really love. So it's my love for Batman, the role-playing game, and all things DC Heroes. I'm a big DC fan. I love Batman, especially Superman. I really can't say much about the movies because they just you know, blah, 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 blah. Though the Batman with, Batterson, whatever his name is, was actually very good and was a good start. But now we got James Gunn in here just throwing all those things to the side, so let's keep our fingers crossed he revamps and does everything really, really well. Because DC Universe, the cinematic universe, is just, ugh. I mean, I enjoy the movies for the entertainment value, but some of them just don't make sense half the time. But I'm going to head out before I ramble on about how much I hate this or that. And hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast so far. Thanks for listening, and keep original, keep it old school. Good night, everybody.